So my name is Anne Brady. I'm an e-learning consultant. I've been working with Colleen Harris from Sydney Community College, who is an occupational health and safety consultant. Our partner in this venture was Bovis Lendlease, a large construction company, and Kath Brokenborough from Lendlease was our project manager. Unfortunately, she's not here today. But it was basically the three of us that put this project together.
And in a nutshell, the project was basically about upskilling and RPLing some construction workers into the Cert 4 in OH&S. And it identified, we relied on the fact that Bovis Lendlease themselves is a very large and very professionally developed and integrated company that has an existing training framework in place. And we were able to work from that basis using some of their training programs that had been mapped against competencies, looked at identifying gaps in that and mapping that against the Cert 4, and then seeing how we could actually develop activities or processes where people could provide evidence of their competencies against all of the elements in the Cert 4. Clearly all of you who come from industry would understand the importance of OH&S today in running a business, and certainly the construction industry is the second highest industry in terms of incidents and fatalities. So it's critically important to people in the industry, and there's been a lot of research to show that the more that we can integrate OH&S into the roles of people who run the project, then the safer we're going, the better outcomes we're going to have. So the people we were working with were largely project managers and supervisors. They weren't OHS people themselves, but they were people who were responsible for coordinating the major activities on a production, on a construction site. The age range of our group was probably, they were all in their, you know, late 30s, 40s or 50s. So these are people who'd been in the construction industry for many years.
Okay. So we developed a three-step model to solve this problem. And what we did first was we looked at the qualifications and training that they had already done, whether that training was in-house, whether it was vocational or degree level or any other kind of training. That was our first step, which was like the self-assessment. And then we looked at what they'd done, and we said, okay, you've got those qualifications, but you've probably also got all sorts of experience. So show us some documentation that supports the experience that you have and tell us about that documentation. So that was sort of the second step. The third step in the model was to take it across to Colleen, and Colleen would go through and assess that evidence and you know, give feedback and liaise with the learners.
Okay. So the development process was fairly lengthy and fairly detailed, because what we did was we actually did quite a complex mapping process where we looked at a set of competencies called that were developed by the Construction Research Centre, which is a set of OH&S competencies specifically for the construction industry, and I'll talk about those in a minute, which Bovis Lendlease have used to develop their existing training. We then mapped those competencies against the Cert 4 competencies and looked at where there was overlap or equivalence, or we equated equivalence. So we would say, you know, these three competencies equals this module within the Cert 4, and we did the same by looking at Bovis's in-house training. So again, we could say if you had done these three units of internal training, then that was equivalent to having undertaken this unit of the Cert 4. We then got people to a self-assessment where they actually had to go through and answer some questions, which Anne will show you. But basically we said, have you done this unit? Have you done this unit? Have you done this unit? And then it all sort of went into the Moodle and came out as an action plan that said basically if they had done certain units, it would give them particular units of competency, and if it didn't, then we gave them instruction about what evidence they had to upload, what type of evidence they had to upload in order to to be assessed. The other thing that we spent quite a bit of time doing is with a very long list of documents that these construction workers use on a daily basis to show them that that was their evidence. So we were very particular in trying to use the tasks and the records that they complete in the normals of their job and help them see how that provided the evidence.
Okay, I think we've done that one. Okay, so our relearning strategy, I'll just take you through the site now. So we started with a declaration. They had to respond to a declaration, and then they moved into the qualifications and training survey. So this was all done in Moodle, and we used the feedback feature in Moodle to develop the self-assessment. So you can see that there's four there. I think there were about 30 questions that they had to respond to, and they had to answer yes or no. They were all mandatory questions. What happened then was we could go in and we could export the responses to those questions. So on the left, it would be, the learner's name would be there. And across the top is a list of all of the training that they might have done, and they've basically responded yes or no. So you export that into an Excel spreadsheet. And then what I did was I made another spreadsheet with a series of formulas in it, basically just an if statement that said, if you can see a yes for that person, that means that they're competent. So the spreadsheet would spit out competent. If it sees a no, it spits out, I want you to go off and do this task. And that reproduced itself in a report that looked like this. So in the recommendation area, you'd be looking at either competent or go and do something. So that was kind of how we did that. I mean, it's actually really simple, and there was a point where I thought, this is just a bit too simple. We must have missed something here. But it seems to have worked quite well. So there are 9 units of competency in the Certificate 4 in OH&S. So tasks 1 to 9 map to one of those competencies. So it was either, if, for example, they said yes and we knew that they were competent, Colleen was able to just mark them as competent. If they then had to upload some evidence, the tasks that they were allocated to complete would be the only tasks that were available. So, for example, if they had to go and do task 2, it would say there are 2 parts to these assignments, and they would refer to that list of evidence that Colleen mentioned earlier, the list of documents that they use every day in their workplace, and they would be asked to pick 3 of those documents and upload them into the system, and then answer a series of questions. I don't think I've got the questions there, but Colleen and Kath developed a set of generic questions that you could ask about any document. So the evidence was the document that I've produced and I've used, and the questions were, and this is how I can tell you that this is my work and that I know how this document works in practice in the workplace. So it was quite successful, wasn't it?
And then basically they all downloaded their evidence, and one of the problems was we initially gave them the questions they had to answer to make commentary on their evidence was presented as a quiz, and that caused some problems in me marking it because it meant I had to keep flipping in and out of different parts of the Moodle. I ended up working on 2 computers so I could have the questions answers on one and their documents on the other. But Anne has subsequently changed that, so we've just uploaded it as a Word document. The other thing I found really important was I gave them pretty immediate feedback to what they put in, and that had an immense reaction. I used to get things at 11 o'clock on a Sunday night, and I'd mark it within half an hour and send it back, and that sort of blew them out. So that sort of kept them really quite motivated. But we also had very significant support internally from the person within Bovis who was helping us manage this, and I think without her it wouldn't have been as successful as it was. So in the end we ended up with 80% of people across a 12-week period gaining the full qualification. I just really want to emphasise that this was only possible because this organisation already had its training system in place, and it already had an authentic and well-developed OHS management system. So this wouldn't have been possible with a company that didn't have the foundations in place. We intend to continue to do it internally and to use the college as the means to assessing it, and Bovis is now reviewing all its training so that it will just pretty clearly map with the Cert 4 And they're also interested in looking at the use of the Moodle for other qualifications where they may be able to RPL people. The reaction to this, to the outcome of this, was quite amazing. As I said, most of these guys were late 30s to, like, you know, late 50s. And I think the fact that we actually acknowledged their existing skill and the things that they do day in, day out, the response to that was they were really grateful and appreciative that they didn't have to sit in a class and listen to someone telling them how to do what they do every day. They found the process simple. They liked it customised. They felt that they got a high level of support. And I guess the negatives are, you know, just doing it in your own time and finding the time to do it when they were still managing large, complex construction jobs. There was a few little technical problems, but they weren't really major, and Anne was always on hand to fix them.
Have we got time to play a little video or not? Okay. Oh, look, we will leave it. Play it? Okay. All right. So this is Kath. Kath was our partner in crime. And, sorry. I thought I had this already. Oh, I know what I did with it. It's come under pressure now. It was Kath's advice. This one.
So if you were asked to give advice to another organisation in relation to supporting people through this process, what advice might you give them?
I think we had a big advantage in terms of already having developed our internal training with the units of competency from the CERT 4 OHS plus the Construction Research Centre framework competencies. So we set out to do this a long time ago, so it made it a lot easier. But I think you need to understand what training you have available internally and externally. How that relates to people's jobs and tasks that they do every day, and then how that could map back into the existing qualification. So it's pretty much, you know what you've got, know where you're going, aim towards it. We had a big advantage by having a sound internal training program in place, and just made the mapping and the RPL exercise a whole lot easier.
No questions?
Okay.
I'd like to thank Anne and Colleen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm just interested to know the cost involved in developing these things, putting those three competencies online.
Okay, this one was the full CERT 4. Yes, and this one was, what did we get from the framework? About 30,000, I think we got from the framework, and I just can't imagine the amount of hours that you and Kath put in.
Yeah, a bit more than that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, certainly, how long do you reckon the mapping process took?
The mapping process probably took us about, in full-time hours, about 3 weeks' work each together, jointly, so it's a fairly big job.
So the 30,000 covered what component of that? Was that just your part, or were you employed through that too?
Yeah, I was partly employed through that. So it included both of us, and all of Kath's time was in kind, and the college put in some extra in kind time as well.
Right. Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.